Hey Bryce, it's Cass from HGTV's Hot Mess House. I loved meeting you a couple of weeks ago. You are so fun and so amazing. And I love the Purple Pants podcast, but I just have to say, your office where you record this podcast, it could use a little organizing love. You know what I'm saying? We should get together. We should organize this space because you need an organized space to bring your message to the world. So let's do it. It's a Purple Pants podcast.
It's the Purple Pants. It's the Purple Pants. It's the Purple Pants podcast. You better get your headphones and listen up quick. It's the Purple Pants podcast. You better listen in public. Might make your stomach hurt. It's the Purple Pants podcast. You're trying to unwind. You better get that box wine. It's the Purple Pants podcast. You're trying to get your snack. You better hurry right back though. It's the Purple Pants. It's the Purple Pants.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 96, Hot Mess House. I am your humble and gracious host, Bryce Isaiah, and I am so glad you tuned in for this episode. We're going to have an amazing time this week. But before we get the party started, if you have not already, pause this podcast, okay? Just hit the little boop, boop, okay? Make sure you are subscribed to the Purple Pants Podcast. I am available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, wherever it is that you get podcasts from. You can find me. Make sure you hit the subscribe button, give your baby boy some 5 stars, and write a review. Now, what's been going on, everybody? I hope you had a great weekend. I hope your work week is starting off great and productive. Me, my phone won't stop ringing, okay? I don't know what they want me to do. I'm only one person. But I had a really great weekend. My friend Iberios turned the big 30 and his girlfriend Sarah threw him a surprise birthday party. So I was over there hanging out, you know, wetting my whistle, okay? I ain't wetting my whistle outside and around people in a while, but they say it's like riding a bike, okay? And baby, I was riding the bike this weekend. And then my friend Dara had a movie night at her house. So she bought like one of those big projectors. And in the backyard, we had, you know, a whole bunch of food, some more liqueur, and we watched a movie. So I had a fun-filled weekend. It felt good to be outside around people that I had not seen in a long time. And you know, the summer is here, and so baby boy is trying to enjoy the most of it. Now also, I got to give you a little update for me. So I don't know when, but either last week when I was running, you know, I like to run on the trails, or I told y'all that I created a, you know, an outside oasis in my backyard where I like to get up, drink my coffee, make my morning FaceTime calls. Or, you know, if I'm having a little after work happy hour of a party of one, just me, I like to sit back there, wet my whistle and enjoy myself. I feel like an insect had its way with me. I don't know if it was a mosquito. Well, I don't think it's a mosquito, but I am, because, you know, I'm a Google doctor. Shout out to all the Google doctors out there. If you go to Google for all your issues, baby, you know, I got a PhD in Google. I think I may have been bit by a spider and or multiple places on my leg, on my right leg and my left leg, because I have been itching like crazy. There are like marks on my leg. And so, you know, I go to Google because I'm like, what's going on? So I'm looking at photos of insect bites, and the closest thing that what I feel like is on my leg, on my legs, plural, because it's on both of them, it looks like a spider bite. And baby, when I tell you, this thing itches out of this world. And mind you, it's like big. So I then went to my local pharmacy. I got me some hydrocortisone cream. I got me some bug bite cream, and I got me some Benadryl. So the first couple of days I was putting the hydrocortisone on it, and it was relieving it for a little bit, but it was still just so itchy. So then I moved to bug bite cream. Didn't seem to do much either. Then baby boy took it to the Benadryl, and I got like the pills, and child, that put baby boy to sleep. in a sleep. I would wake up the next day and be like, what day is it? And none of them seemed to really be working. The creams kind of like stopped the itching for a little bit. But I just like, you know, I feel like they're leaving marks on my legs. And when I read about spider bites, they say that the bite can leave a mark on your leg. Now, the only thing that I've been able to find relief in these bites is that a oatmeal bath, okay? You know, like when you got like the chicken pox and you got to take an oatmeal bath. So I've been taking an oatmeal bath every night, and that seems to really relieve these bites. And then I put some calamine lotion on it. So that's what baby boy has been dealing with for the past couple of days. And mind you, from what I've read, it takes 3 to 7 days for them to really start clearing up. Now, one of the bites isn't bothering me so much, but the other one is. So if I'm going to give it 2 more days, and if it's still bothering me, I'm going to just have to make an appointment with my primary care doctor and go on in and see if they can prescribe me something stronger. I don't know if I need a steroid. I don't know. Any of y'all ever been bit by a spider or an insect and it just, woo, baby, it's driving me crazy. And then, you know, when I was taking the Benadryl, I couldn't drink, you know, because I felt like, you know, I felt like wetting my whistle might, you know, make the bug bite go away. Oh, and I got witch hazel. I got alcohol. Trust me, baby boy been doing it all. And Barb been getting on my nerves with it because I told my mom about it. And every 6 minutes, are you still itching? Have you tried this? Have you tried that? Have you washed it? Girl, my mom asked me, have I washed? Like, I'm not dirty, Barb. Yes, I washed it with soap and water, okay? So I got Barb on my back about my little itchy bug bites. So I am feeling a little better, but I'm still a little itchy. So listen, I'm giving it 2 more days because that will be 7. And then I'm making an appointment. But, you know, since we go together, I have to share that with y'all because, listen, I've been going through it. But enough about me and this insect bite. Let's get to this episode. I am so over the top excited for this episode. So let me give you the rundown of this week's episode. We welcome my friend, the host of the HGTV show Hot Mess House, Wendell Holland, and him and I have a great conversation about what is Hot Mess House, okay? We get all the deets. We get some exclusive. We talk about checking in on friends. We talk about mental health. We talk about Survivor 41. We talk about the challenge. We get into all of that good stuff. So you definitely want to make sure you tune in to this interview with Wendell Holland and set your DVRs for this Thursday, June 17th, 8 p.m. HGTV. My brother, my best friend, Wendell, will be on your screen again for Hot Mess House. Then we've got Advice with Bryce. Miss Barb is back, dropping some positive vibes with Miss Barb's message. And we got the Freak of the Week. And of course, you know, we got the church announcements.
Welcome to church. Welcome to church. It's a church announcement, so now. Welcome to church.
And on this week's church announcements, I just want to take the time to congratulate the class of 2021. I see all the pictures, okay? I see the move-up days. I see the kindergarten graduations. I see the eighth grade graduations. I see the high school graduations. I see the college graduations. I see it all on my timeline. So I just want to wish from the Purple Pants Podcast, congratulations to the class of 2021. I know it has not been easy, okay? This pandemic started last year. So y'all started the year in the pandemic, probably had to go through virtual learning, maybe did not have your prom in the traditional way, but nevertheless, you guys persevered and you did it. You crossed that finish line, and I am so proud of each and every one of you. So if anybody is a member of the Purple Pants Posse and you graduated, I am sending you a congratulations. If your children have graduated, your grandchildren have graduated, if your neighbor's son cousin graduated from kindergarten, please make sure you send them this congratulations and, you know, on to the next big thing in your life. But seriously, to the class of 2021, congratulations.
It's a man who, it's a man you. Me and potatoes like we cooking up a great stew. It's a man who, it's a man you. Me and potatoes like we cooking up a great stew.
And keeping the menu rolling, I am excited to have this, you know, Purple Pants podcast recurring guest back on the show. Ain't no need for no long introductions. Let me just give you a mini introduction, because I want to welcome to the podcast for the first time. Ooh, catch that. For the first time, the host of the HGTV show, Hot Mess House. Welcome to the podcast, Mr. Wendeezy Holland.
What's up? What's up, Perp? What's going on, Mr. Bryce Isaiah? It feels so good to be here for the first time as the co-host along with my good friend Cassandra Arson of Hot Mess House. Thank you so much for having me on.
Yes. Now hold on. I know you've been asking. So I want to deliver. It's a hot mess. Oh, hot mess house. It's a hot mess. Oh, hot mess house. It's a hot mess. Oh, hot mess house. It's a hot mess. Okay. Oh. Yes. Listen. We in here. I'm so excited to chat all things Hot Mess House. But before we get into that, I feel like one of the things I always try to practice with my friends, and you being my friend, you always know this, I like to do check-ins. For me, I feel like during this pandemic, just in life in general, you should always have friends that check in with you. So I just want to do an on live podcast check-in to just see how you're doing, what's been going on. The last time I feel as though we talked, we were still in a panorama.
A panorama.
We were still in a panera.
A panini.
Okay. Life was still very much so given. We locked up. Yeah. And so now we're talking, it's June. We're both vaccinated. We're both vax boys. Okay. Shout out to Pfizer.
It's a vax boy summer. Okay.
Oh, okay. You already know. And you know, the world is opening back up, and I'm just curious to know, like, how are you handling it?
Well, I'm very thankful that we've gotten to a place where we can open up again and start to get outside and get around people. And I was actually this weekend in Chicago, and I went to a Cubs game at Wrigley Park the day that everything opened up in Chicago. So I was in a full stadium, and it felt so good. I was so thankful. And I was starting to think, like, man, as terrible and as horrible as this pandemic was, now that things are opening up again, it's really allowing me to really appreciate what we had beforehand and what hopefully we'll be able to, you know, be this sense of normalcy going forward, which is what we were used to. So I'm just very thankful. We've all been hit very hard by the pandemic, but things are looking good and feeling good.
Yeah. And it's interesting to see, because you've been waiting to get outside and you are just out and about, and which is so great to see. I feel like for myself, at times, I almost feel like I've lost my zhuzh. Like, you know, you'll invite me to something and I'll be like, I'm gonna stay in the house. Like, I feel it's this weird, I don't want to call it like anxiousness. I don't know what it is, but I know that before the pandemic, you know, people wouldn't even have to invite me. I would just show up. And now, after the pandemic, I am very, it's not like I'm scared to go outside. It's just, I feel like the pandemic has changed me in a way where I just so used to being in my house. And so for me, it's been somewhat of a struggle to just kind of like force myself to go out and about. But it's really good to see people like you and other people that are like out there living a life, because it encourages me to be like, get out your house, bro. Stop being in the house. Like, you got to get out the house. But it's weird. So that's good. You out and about, you catch your airplanes. Are you still wearing a mask?
I am still wearing a mask when I travel. I was on the plane today. I was wearing the mask today. But when I'm outside, my mask comes off. My philosophy was, I listened to the CDC when they said to wear a mask. And now that they're saying that, you know, people that are vaccinated don't need to wear masks wherever they don't need to wear them, I am listening to them again. And not when I'm going outside, I'm not wearing my mask. Or when I'm in places that, you know, are wide open, a lot of people, I'm not wearing my mask. And when I'm eating, clearly I can't wear a mask and eat. So, you know, so I try to listen to the professionals and not the folks that are on like YouTube University and whatnot.
Oh, not the YouTube University. But yeah, no, I feel you on that. I feel like I'm always going to, anytime I go into a store, I'm always going to wear a mask. And, you know, when I'm outside, we outside, I'm taking the mask off. So another check-in is, how do you, like, what on the Bryce barometer scale of, like, your mental health, like, how do you feel that you've got a lot of things coming up, you've got a lot of things in the work, but checking in on you, how do you feel, like, where's your mental health? How do you feel where are you at?
That's a good question. I really appreciate it, Bryce, because you, in your profession, you're good at dialing in and getting in tune with people and seeing where they're coming from and asking them and helping them out. And you've been that kind of a friend to me. So I thank you for asking the question, because I've come on your podcast and I've spoken about highs and lows in my life. And right now, I will say, you know what? It's like I have lots of highs right now. I finally, when last I was on your podcast, you asked me to manifest something.
Mm.
And if I'm not mistaken, I said something about I want to be an HGTV host on your podcast a matter of months ago. The following Sunday, my management got a call and said that this show needs a host this week. So literally I manifested this thing on your show and it came to life. And obviously it has to do with putting a lot of work in and staying ready. But I thought that I haven't really spoken that since then, but literally on your show, we talked about it and now it's really coming to life. I think that's awesome. But with that, I've been working my butt off, Bryce, like traveling a lot. We've been filming in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, sometimes 3-4 days a week. And it's a lot of work. We got 11 homes that we're renovating. And so I come home and I try to do my work, you know, build stuff. And I'm also doing a kitchen renovation here at home. So I have a lot going on at home. So sometimes I if I'm being honest, sometimes I feel the weight of all that, man. And it's like, sometimes I do feel burnt out. But I also know that I've been through a lot. I've been through so much. And I feel like, you know, to whom much is given, much is required. And I feel like I can do it all. But man, sometimes I feel a little tired, Bryce.
Right. I can imagine. And I, on a personal level, know how much that you're doing. And I always, and, you know, sometimes you don't respond to my texts when I text. But I always ask, like, what do you do to recharge? Like, what? Because I think that it's important that, one, that you're on top of the world, which is no surprise to anybody that knows you. But I sometimes often am not concerned, but like, what do you do to recharge? Like, how do you recharge?
Bryce, I'm so glad that you asked that, because I think recharging is so important. I've been going very hard with travel and work and building stuff and trying to, you know, put everything I have into this show, this dream of mine, Hot Mess House. And I actually ended up getting sick. And so I think that was because I was just doing so much. And I've learned that, you know, you have to really protect and control your energy. Mm-hmm. And in my case, I try to do things that recharge my batteries. I make sure I try to go to the gym often. I try to stick with my routine. I try to eat well. I just do things that will keep me this temple of mine that'll keep that going, you know, that'll keep my body strong and keep me mentally sharp. So I can take care of myself, make sure I get good rest. Just the things that, you know, you learn or you've learned that preserve your health so that I can then go in front of a camera and give my all. And so that I can come home and make sure everything is in order and come home and make sure my business is good. So I just try to recharge my batteries and rest and work out a little bit. That's pretty much it, man.
Now, and I'm not going to call you bluff, but how often do you feel like you're recharging? Because you just said all the things that you do to recharge, which is great. But the question at hand is, do you actually recharge? Because I feel like you and I are very similar in the sense that we can paint on an amazing face. We can smile to the world. We can, you know, project that everything is well. And we can talk a good, you know, this is like, but do you really feel like you're doing that? Or do you feel like you could be doing more?
How often, I'll turn it back on you. How often do I go to the gym, Bryce?
I mean, I don't know.
You don't FaceTime me? All right, cool, solid. Okay.
Every day, okay, every day.
And I'm not saying I'm brolic or I'm strong or I got abs.
What I'm saying is, you're not, okay, but continue.
My beard's nice. I got a nice beard. What I'm saying is that, like, I really believe that taking care of your health is recharging. And granted, like, getting more sleep would be a great way to recharge. Sitting my butt down and not being on the go as much as I am would be a great way to recharge. But I think that getting in the gym, eating well, that's a solid start. Maybe I could use some more. If I'm being honest, I could use some more hours of sleep, Bryce.
Okay.
Okay. That's the way I, you know what? And now that you're forcing me to look myself in the mirror, I'm going to make sure I start getting more sleep.
Okay, you heard it first. Now, can you confirm or deny that you sleep with an eye mask?
I'm going to have to confirm that.
Oh, okay. just wanted to put that out there, okay?
Bryce, can you confirm or deny that you sleep with a bonnet?
I absolutely do. Can you confirm or deny that you own a zebra bonnet?
I absolutely was gifted a zebra bonnet. It's a doorstop now.
Don't do that. Okay, well, that's good because, you know, we got to make sure that baby boy is good. He's, I'm about to say hydrated, but, you know, you should always be hydrated. But, you know, good, and that's important. And I think that anyone that is listening, I think that it is important to check on your friends. It's important to, you know, even if you feel like you're being that annoying friend, oh, well, because a lot of the times we have strong friends and I feel like we're always like, oh, that's the strong friend. Like, we can always depend on them. But the strong friend needs support, too. And so I always just think that it's important. And I always make it my due diligence to always kind of sort of check in on my friends. But enough about the check in. I mean, let's get to the meat and potato. Oh, meat and potato. Oh, meat and potato. Listen. It's a hot mess. It's a hot mess. Okay, so listen. You know, I mean, I knew for a while that, you know, you was on a hot mess house. And, you know, you were so excited. I remember you broke the news. And, you know, tell us what is hot. First of all, what is hot mess house?
Yes.
And we're not talking about your house.
Whoa. Yeah, we're talking about Yo house.
Not my house, in a very eloquent neighborhood.
In an eloquent neighborhood.
Yes. You know, I live in the most, one of the most desired areas in the city of Philadelphia.
Mount Airy is beautiful.
Baby boy.
Germantown. Beautiful.
Don't do that. Everyone knows I reside in Chestnut Hill. It's a beautiful area. But anyway, enough about me.
Okay.
Tell us, what is Hot Mess House?
Okay, yes. I would love to speak about it. This is something I'm very excited about because, again, like I said, this has been a dream for a long time. Hot Mess House is a show. My co-host actually recorded the first season during the pandemic. She had this show where she goes in and she goes to these homes that have these clutter issues or these organization issues, or like they just have a lot of stuff in a certain area or wherever. And she goes in and she helps the client declutter and reorganize their space. And her name is Cassandra Arston. She is this incredible home organizer. She's done TED Talks. She's has like an incredible YouTube page where she gets all these views and she helps so many people. She's wonderful. And season one did very well during the pandemic. So she got a season two, and I think they wanted to step it up and give her a co-host. Oh. So they picked your boy. And what I do is when Cassandra goes in and talks to the homeowners, then she calls me up, I come in, and we figure out how we can build whatever storage solution or whatever is needed for this family, whether it's us redesigning a whole attic or a basement, or us knocking down walls, or you know, whatever we need to do to achieve their storage needs based on how Cass how she interviews the clients and understands them. They could be visual organizers. They can be hidden organizers. She has this cool system of categorizing different folks, and she uses like she uses bugs. So you could be a ladybug. Oh. You could be a cricket. She has these different style organizers, and she names them by bugs. And based on whatever organizer you are, that's when I come in and I start building things and tearing down things, and just we have some pretty dope transformations in this show.
So what bug did she give you? A cockroach?
Listen here, Bryce. Listen here. I'm a ladybug, actually.
That's actually not surprising.
Exactly.
What is, and I know you can't give away too much because you'll know y'all need to be watching June 17th. 8 p.m. HGTV, but we trying to get the spoilers here. what would you say was something that surprised yourself while filming this show?
That's a good question.
I always ask good questions, okay? Anyway. You with the Purple Pants podcast.
You asked me about my eye mask. And that stupid zebra bonnet that you gifted me.
But seriously, I feel like, you know, there is so much, and I'm sure that you had like an expectation, but I just feel like, was there something that like surprised you about yourself that,
yeah,
wow, I'm able to do this, or like, yeah, I didn't think I was a ladybug.
No, I'll tell you what surprises me about this. I love that we're dealing with so many different homeowners, and we're really going in there and connecting with these people. And they in certain circumstances, they don't know their organizing style. So Cass comes in there and helps them, and she just makes it a lot easier for them to organize. And getting in there, we're like transforming people's lives, because they then, once they see that their pantry or that their closet or what have you can be so organized, there's like a snowball effect, and they want to organize every room in their house or every space in their house. And it's cool to see these families like really transform. And I think what's going to be special about this show is that people are going to watch it and they're going to see their organizing styles, or they're going to see the way that these homeowners had a lot of stuff wherever, and they're going to say, man, I can organize my space because I happen to be a hidden organizer. Maybe I shouldn't have all these open shelves. Maybe I should just put some doors on these shelves and get all these things into these shelves, and that might give me a lot more peace of mind going throughout my day. And so it's I think what's amazing about this show and what I've learned as I've been filming it is that I think there's going to be a much bigger impact, you know, not just on our clients, but on all the viewers. Like, I think everyone that watches is going to really understand and really feel the stories and relate to them.
Can the viewers expect to see you get emotional on this show?
Oh, man. Bryce, I'm a real gangster. I don't cry ever, bruh. Nah, for real. Okay, I'll give a little tidbit.
Oh, come on. Drop the purple pants exclusive.
All right, so we were in a client's home, and the home was passed down from their parents to the wife, and so in a home that's passed down, there's a lot of things, there's a lot of stuff. So they had a lot of clutter in their basement, and that's the space, that's one of the spaces that we decluttered. And you know, there are all these historical things in there, and we wanted to stay true to the history of the family and the lineage. And so there were things that we did to make sure that these homeowners remembered and understood, and because they valued the fact that this home has been in the family. We did some things in there with photos that just made it clear that the tradition would live on. And when I was in that home, I started to think about my family and my grandparents and the things that they worked hard for to pass on to my parents, and the things that my parents worked very hard to pass on to me and my sisters. So in that particular episode, towards the end, I don't know what it's going to look like on air, but I know that I felt the emotion in the room because I was thinking about my grandparents and my parents. So I might have gotten a little misty eyed in there, but it's a touching thing, and you know, and I felt it at the time. I could really relate, and that's why I say that the viewers, I think they're just going to be able to really relate to the stories of these clients of ours.
I love that, and I remember you telling me about that, and so I am excited to actually see the episode. And really, you know me, I'm an emotional person. Like, I could cry at a commercial, and I'd be like, oh my God, that's so deep. So I really look forward to that. And speaking of, like, lineage in your family, how happy and proud are your parents of you for not only, like, following your dreams and, you know, not, you know, going on Survivor, you know, winning Survivor, to then, like, you know, creating such a successful business, and now, like, for you to, like, literally land your dream job as a host on HGTV Hot Mess House, premieres June 17th, this Thursday, 8 p.m., set your DVRs. But how proud are they of you? And how does, and you, now you know me, I always got to ask a question with a question. But so,
you always got to ask a question with a question?
Yes. So, okay. This is a two-per question.
A twofer.
Twofer. How proud are they? And how does that make you feel?
Oh, man. I see you're trying to get me to cry on the Purple Pants podcast, but it ain't going to happen. So, my parents. They're very proud of me. My family's very proud of me. It feels good. I know that when I started building, when I like took a shift from, you know, working in the legal field and I started building things, I think my father wanted to just sit back and watch and make sure that I could really do this thing. So he wasn't someone that would discourage me. He never was someone that would discourage me. But he, I think when I started doing something that he was a little confused about or something, he just wanted to sit and watch and make sure that I could put my all into it and it would work out for me. And so I started building back in like 2014, 2015. And then Survivor came knocking and I did well on that. And then the business kept on doing better and better. And then I started getting small gigs on HGTV. And I think that with every success, my dad and my mother understood that this path of mine is something that will, it's very fulfilling to me. It's something that I love doing. And it also keeps the lights on, you know, so it works. And I think that's all, I think that's what parents want. They want to make sure that their children can, you know, that they have a good job and that they're happy. And right now I have a great job and I'm very happy. So that makes my parents very happy and very proud. And we have these Sunday phone calls. So I was just on the phone with my parents and my sister earlier today, like a little FaceTime call with everybody. And my dad was talking about how his friends see me in commercials and they're excited to watch. And my mom is excited to share with the church. And sometimes I forget to share with, it's hard for me sometimes to like speak about myself or say these things or like kind of, I don't know. Sometimes I'm a little quiet about it, despite how things may seem on social media. But my big sister was reminding me to make sure I email people and make sure I reach out to the right people and all the people that might not even be on social media, like my aunties and my cousins and all the people that might not be on Instagram. Just that I remind them that this thing that I've been trying for so long and a goal of mine that I've been, you know, actively pursuing, it's finally here. And I finally, I finally attained this goal of being a host on HGTV in a series. And so, I'm so excited about it, man.
Yeah, we all are excited about it. And don't worry, even if you want to be quiet, it's fine because I'll scream it to the top of my lungs to anybody that I know that I've been telling. But real quick about your parents. First of all, love Wendell's parents. Love his mom. That's my texting and plant buddy. Everybody knows I'm dealing with some fungi G-Nats problem in my house because I got some bad soil. First person I text was Wendell's mom. And so that's my girl. But let me just tell y'all this funny story about Wendell's dad.
Uh-oh.
And first of all, I love Wendell's dad, okay? Now, mind you, he don't get spicy Brycey. Wendell's dad get, like, quiet Bryce because I just be always so nervous around him. But I love Wendell's dad. And so we did a premiere little watch party for Hometown Takeover.
Okay.
When Wendell was on there, we also did a watch party for Beach Cabana Royale.
Royale.
Yeah.
It's Beach Cabana Royale.
Okay. First of all, run them facts. Let y'all know my friend been on the HGTV a couple of times. Mm. So we were excited to watch Hometown Takeover with Wendeezy, and this was really like the first time that we were able to have a get together, and everyone was vaccinated, so that was like really excited. And so I think maybe the show started at like 8:30, and you know, we had decorations, food, and it's like 8:25, and we like, where's Senior and Neats? Like, they not here. So then, you know, Wendell's mom comes down the steps, and then, you know, she's like, your dad's parking the car. Parking the car? Wendell got a driveway. But anyway, so he gets down there, and just to see how excited your dad was watching. Now, mind you, while we're watching, I'm sitting next to Joey, and I hear a chirp, 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 chirp. Like, I'm like, Wendell got a cricket in his basement, and literally, like, every 5 seconds, it's like, chirp, chirp, chirp. And so we're all like looking around, And like Wendell Dad just sitting there like he don't hear it. And so we finally figured out that Wendell's dad's text message alert is a
like it's like crickets.
Why of all things? But first of all, like your dad's phone was going off during the show. And then, first of all, okay, we watched it on DVR and we watching the show. The phone ring, Wendell's dad like, yo, it's on. Like he was just so proud, and it was just so funny to see his excitement beaming, and you know me thinking that you got a cricket in your basement.
Oh my God.
And he not even flinching. I'm like, well, if your text message is going off, Mr. Holland, you should look at your phone. But you know he could care less. So that I love your parents, and so I am just really super excited about home. I'm about to say hometown takeover about Hot Mess House, and so. There's a couple other things I want to talk about, but before we get off the subject of Hot Mess House, you know, this is your first promo stop, and you know, we thank you for coming to the Purple Pants Podcast.
Of course. Always.
And, you know, I just feel like in my spirit of spirits, I'm all about giving people their flowers, and you know, I at times struggle with friendships in the essence that I feel like, you know, I don't know. I feel like some people, like, I don't know what I'm trying to say, but I'm just saying, like, sometimes I struggle with friendships. I'm like the type of friend that I am, like, I go in, I go all hard. I, like, you know, I'm just, I'm a lot to take in. And so I just want to say thank you for being such a loyal, devoted, annoying, caring friend. Since the first time that I've ever met you, since till right now, you've always been uplifting. You've always been so supportive. You've always kind of brought me along and brought me in the fold of everything. And you've never switched up on me. And I just, like, I don't think I've ever said that to you before, but I, like, and you know, my recent, like, you know, just a lot of things. I just, I don't know, I appreciate that a lot about you, and I'm really excited to be able to be your cheerleader, and, you know, I just appreciate that because you're on to new levels, and you still is the same old Wendeezy that I know, and, you know, you will hang up on me in the middle of a FaceTime if I say something inappropriate, so, you know, things just don't change, and I truly appreciate that, and even you taking the time to come on my podcast and, you know, give me this exclusive, I greatly appreciate that. So I just wanted to say thank you just for being a real one because they are very hard to come by, and I feel like, you know, bitch, you stuck with me for a very long time.
Bryce, I received that and I appreciate that, man. You know, you've been with me from day one with the Survivor stuff. You've been through my ups and downs from, you know, for however many, 3 years ago, however long ago Ghost Island was, you rode with us, and you've become a true brother, and I appreciate you celebrating. Things have been good, man. Like, we've had a lot of successes. You are doing a great job with the podcast, and I've been, you know, trying to get on these shows, and we've had many successes, and we've been celebrating all the successes. Like, every time we celebrate it, like the shows, we celebrate it like it's our first time. And I love that, because I don't know when it might be my last time. And that's why I think we go so hard, because we don't, you never know. And I think we need to stay humble and enjoy these successes in this journey, because I don't know how far it may take me, or when, you know, when this thing might stop. And I just appreciate you for always being there with me, riding with me. And, you know, we might see you in one of these episodes.
Okay,
we might see Perk.
Now, that was the next question I wanted to ask. I wanted to say that people been asking me, is they going to see me on Hot Mess House? I said, listen, I don't know.
I don't know.
They want to know if they going to see the Joey Hatch. I said, I don't know.
I don't know.
Stay tuned.
So, yeah. What I will say, yeah, stay tuned. We may or may not see the whole team in there. But what I will say is I talked to Heidi, who is our producer on the show. She's the greatest. And she's always like, man, how, because Joey comes around a lot, he'll help with things, you know, on set and everything, in the builds and stuff. And Heidi's like, how did you guys get close with Bryce? I'm like, I mean, I don't know. Like, we couldn't shake him. Like, it's he's forced his way into our circle, but he's here now. But she really thought that, you know, we were friends for a long, long time. And I think it's a testament to how real and genuine our friendship is, that we, when we're around each other, me, you, Hatch, it's like we are brothers. We really are. And the way we joke and the things we say and everything we do, it's like, man, you are my brother, and so is Hatch, and it's a great thing. So I am so appreciative. I don't know what I'd do without this living, breathing caricature of a person, cartoon character of a person that is Bryce Isaiah. But I appreciate you probably more than you'd ever know, man.
I appreciate that. And a huge shout out to the Joey Hatch. Another thing about I felt my friendship with you is that I feel like Joey Hatch is a bonus brother. Like, and truth be told, and I always say this, I probably like Joey more than I like you. Because, like, I can't explain it with Joey. Like, we could be walking outside to get a hamburger and something will happen and I would just, like, turn my eye to see if Joey saw what I just saw, and Joey will make a face. Like, it's just I'm truly blessed to have met you guys and to have you in my life. But all right, enough about that sappy stuff. Now, real quick, because I want to get off of the Hot Mess House topic, but because I got two other things I want to ask you about. But since you're on the Purple Pants podcast, like, give us, like, your first promo run. Like, you know, you know, Hot Mess House, this stuff. Like, you know, it's Wendell Holland. Like, you know, role play. Come on, let's go. Right, come on, chop,
right,
chop.
All right. Let's see what I can do. Man, I haven't practiced this.
Oh, God. Well, listen, this is what I'm here for, to help you practice.
All right, let's do it. I'm going to do a little dry run, and you let me know what I can improve on.
Okay.
What's up, guys? It's your boy Wendell Holland from HGTV's Hot Mess House, coming to you live. We're going to do amazing things in 11 homes this spring. Spring.
Oh,
I'm messing up already. We're going to do amazing things to 11 wonderful clients of ours to transform their lives. And myself and my man.
I'm glad this is a dry run, okay? Because it's definitely giving dry.
Bryce.
Okay, sorry. You told me to be honest.
Hit that reset button.
Okay.
Let me get three bells. All right. What's up, guys? It's your boy Wendell Holland from Hot Mess House. This season, we're going to be creating amazing transformations. Myself and my co-host, Cassandra Arson, we're going in people's homes. We're helping them get organized. We're doing incredible renovations. And I'm sure that you guys as viewers are going to do similar things at home. You'll be inspired and you'll want to change things and get your own lives organized. So please tune in to Hot Mess House starting this Thursday at 8 p.m. prime time on HGTV. Check us out. Enjoy it. Me and Bryce are going to be watching, and I hope you guys watch as well.
Hey, let's go. Okay.
Let's go.
From a 1 to 10, I'm going to give it a 7. But, you know, let me do it for you.
Go ahead.
Hi, guys. It's Wendell Holland here. No, hold up. Hey, guys. It's Wendell Holland here, the host of the new show, Hot Mess House. Me and my amazing co-host, Cassandra Arson, are coming to you every Thursday at 8 p.m. We're transforming everyone's house that we go into. Make sure you watch it. You can get something out of it. It's a family-friendly show. My name's Wendell Holland.
I'll give you a 8-5.
But yes, I'm excited. So now I got like two other things I want to talk to you about.
Okay.
Bish. Survivor season 41. Ooh.
Mm-mm-mm.
Now, let me just tell y'all, as much as I just done said I didn't love this man, I also like, he's annoying. So, for me, Survivor preseasons, I love it in the sense of I don't want spoilers, but if, you know, somebody send me the link with the cast and they like, you know, I'm like, ooh, I want to read, I want to see. I'll send it to Wendell and you don't want to look. You don't want to participate in the like pre-festivities of a new season coming.
I could look at them. I just don't want to. I don't want to do too much. I don't want to really spoil myself. But at a quick glance, things looked really good for season 41.
It looked real black. I'ma just say it. Okay.
It looks very diverse. Okay. I will say it.
He say that, I say this. No, I am really excited. I can't believe that Survivor's coming back. Like I can't believe it. I am really excited. I can't wait for, it gives me a reason to drink on Wednesday nights. I guess we will have to move the location of our watch parties from my house to your house since you got that 1,000-foot screen TV in your basement. So I'm not even mad at that. But are you excited? Do you still love the show Survivor? Like where you at with it?
I love the show. I'm a fan. I hope I've been a fan for a long time, and we put some serious effort into certain diversity initiatives, Bryce, along with a whole lot of other folks and a whole lot of fans that signed petitions, and it looks like we're seeing the work that a lot of people put in. We're seeing changes being made, and by just looking at that leaked cast, it's a beautiful thing, man. So I'm excited to see how this season is, and I'm excited to see so many different faces on the show. And I'm still a fan. I'm very excited, and I'm even more excited to see a season so diverse.
Yes, I echo the same thing. It's hard to believe that this time last year we were, and I don't want to say fighting, but we were using our platforms and speaking up and not calling CBS out, but calling them in to hear what we had to say. And to our surprise, they were so receptive. They were like, you know, I still can't believe that we were on a conference Zoom with Jeff. Like, yeah. You know, and we were, and he was hearing what we had to say. And not only hearing what we had to say, but like actually like implementing it. And so for me, that's just like, I just hard to sometimes take in that, like, wow, like we really helped. Like, you know, I feel like your dad always says, and you always say, it's like, leave something better than you found it. And it's like, wow, like, you know, you're the winner of Ghost Island. Like, you know me, I'm the third Budokagon. But, you know, just really affecting that change is, it's just really impactful. And sometimes I don't necessarily take that in. So I am so excited. I know that they are filming season 42 now. And I know that they had like some production stops and goes, because I'll be reading a little the stuff. So I know. Okay. So my next little chit chat I want to talk to you about is, oh my God, how have you been loving? No, okay. Let me.
Oh my God!
Don't do that. So first, before let me get into this segue. Can you clear up the rumors?
Oh goodness!
That I feel like you helped fan in regarding the challenge.
Okay. Yeah, the challenge. It used to be one of my favorite shows long ago, and then. For a period, I didn't have a television, and I stopped watching a lot of TV, and except for like Survivor when I came to your place to watch. And then I don't know if it was on one of our trips to Atlanta or whatever, when I just started watching again, maybe at Angie's house or something. But I started watching again, and the most recent season 36, it was just a double agents. It was just a very fun season to watch. And I was live tweeting and I was, you know, whatever. I just was really into it. Follow a bunch of those people on Instagram and all of that. So I guess the fans in seeing me tweeting about it were probably, they were thinking that I was on a campaign to get on the challenge. And so, but in actuality, I was under contract and filming Hot Mess House.
So okay, because I feel like you like trying to dust over this. So why were you fanning the rumors? And so I'm gonna just tell the story, because let me just tell you how fragile Wendell's ego is. Okay. This is Bryce spilling the tea.
Yeah.
So Wendell was loving when y'all was thinking that he was on the challenge. Like, I mean, when I say like love it, like he, like I would screenshot him stuff of that I would like see online and Reddit, and he would like laugh at it. And so
I was loving it, or you were loving it?
I mean, I was loving it.
Who was loving it?
I mean, no, you were loving it, because like you would literally then post photos while you were away filming Hot Mess House to make it seem like you're in a hotel, like, you know, being very cryptic. And then to the point where one time I came around and we were doing something, and Wendell was like, don't take any photos of me today because they think I'm quarantining. I'm like, you know what?
You're lying.
Okay, so then, so he was all in it, right? So then the narrative quickly shifted, and then all the blogs were posted.
Wendell got cut,
okay? And I would send him, I'm like, dang, how you get cut and you're not even on it? And the second that narrative changed, then Wendell wrote this long Wendell message. Hey, guys. Love the challenge. I'm actually not casted on the challenge. Oh. I never was. I'm away filming something right now. Oh, so there's no way possible I could have ever been on the challenge. Love you guys. Peace. Like, really? You didn't have the whole press conference via Instagram story because they said that you got cut.
I am going to kill you. There are clearly two sides of the story. I was posting my progress shots for Hot Mess House. And in the comments, people would say, ha ha, someone's posting for you. Ha ha, you're really quarantining for the challenge. You're not doing that. So then, okay, I fanned the flames a little bit. I was in my hotel room. I post like a little shot of the hotel room, because obviously, the way the fans put it, everyone was quarantining in a hotel for the challenge. So yeah, I posted a photo in a hotel room to fan the flames a little bit, yes.
But your crusty and socks, but
with my whatever. They were probably very clean and smell good. So, yeah, maybe at one point there was, because I then posted a photo with like times, like it was clearly me, and there was it was clearly that I was not on the show, on the challenge. And then people are like, Wendell got cut. And so maybe I decided to write like, hey guys, big fan of the challenge, love it to death, but I happen to be not on it right now. I wasn't cut from it. I'm cut from a different cloth. And no. But okay, fine. I felt some type of way.
Yes, right. We know. Okay. So now that we got it out the way, can we talk about real quick how much we have been loving the challenge, the OG?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, Bryce. Yes.
First of all, they need to take that off Paramount Plus, and they need to put that on MTV.
They got something special with this on Paramount Plus, and I don't know if that's going to go to MTV, but that is the real deal. It's one of the best seasons that I've seen in a long time. And because it's on Paramount Plus, they can use profanity, and it seems like they have an incredible soundtrack, like all these old school songs. You get nostalgic and you have these old school players. It's awesome to watch. I'm not going to spoil it for any of the listeners that haven't seen it, but
I don't fight bitches. Okay, listen.
She wasn't even on it.
Yes, no, yes. No, oh, no, she wasn't. Who was the other girl?
Arissa was on it.
Oh, yeah, Arissa. That was
Pacella
my girl.
Was on it.
Yes, I was. And then Jaleesa, that was my girl.
Hasella.
Ruthie. But what I loved about watching that show, though, was that, like, I forgot, because I have taken a break from watching the challenge, and then now, like, that you watch it, I'll, like, try to keep up. But I forgot bitch, I was an original challenge fan. Like, I watched the first, like, 15 seasons.
Yeah. And they brought back some real ones. They brought back Tech, Mark Long. Shout out to Mark Long because he was the one that got the ball rolling with this. He did a whole campaign to bring OGs back, and they delivered.
Yeah. And shout out to shout out to Darrell.
I know you love some Darrell.
Okay. Shout out to Corey too.
Corey ain't even on.
I know. I just was just shouting him out. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Well, who else did their thing on OGs?
Anissa did really well.
Alton.
Alton
was out there. Tech with a little untimely demise, yeah. But he was incredible to watch for as long as he was out there.
Derek,
he's a beast.
Was enjoying Derek. Lindsay Lohan's twin.
Katie.
That was my girl.
Yes, was out there doing his thing. Silent Assassin.
Oh,
yes.
Cyrus. Cyrus ain't age. Cyrus looked the same.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some Letarian. Of them age.
Letarian was out there.
Letarian. Now, I don't know if I was a huge fan of Letarian.
I was like a medium fan.
Right. And then who was the other guy that I ain't really like?
Nehemiah?
No.
Nah, I rock with Nehemiah.
Nah, I like Nehemiah. And wait, who was the girl? Who was Nehemiah's girl?
Oh, Jemmy.
Jemmy! Oh. Now, I love me some Jemmy because I like the fact that, like, when Jemmy would be, like, down, she would somewhat look a mess a little bit. But in her confessionals, she would turn it on. Like, that is the epitome of me. You see me at home, I look a mess. But when it's lights, camera, action, I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Got me, like, I turn it on. But, yeah. So the challenge was amazing. I love it. All right. So we've been talking for long enough. I am so happy to have you on here, Wendeezy. But I feel like before I let you go, okay, well, two more things.
You can't count, obviously.
I can't. It's an issue. So one of the two things, Beeb, what's going on with Beeb? Is there anything that people can expect from Beeb? What's on the website? If people don't know what Beeb is, like, what is Beeb Unlimited?
Beeb Unlimited is my furniture company. This has been my baby for a long time, and it has blossomed into a wonderful furniture company where me and Joey, and we even bring you in sometimes, Bryce, where we build awesome pieces of furniture, tables, desks, beds, barn doors. We have our basketball hoop. That's one of our signature things that flies off the shelf. But we build a lot of things, and it's going very well. And with this show, I know we're going to take it to the next level. And so, yeah, Beeb is still trucking. We actually have a couple beds that are going out soon.
Okay.
So I might need to hit you up for an install, Bryce.
I'm around, and just so that I can prove to Joe Mena that I actually am, I do stuff when I'm with Beeb. But what is the Beeb website?
Oh, BeebUnlimited.com. B-E-V-E, Unlimited.com.
And the last thing that I feel like we should end off on is that manifestation is amazing and the sky is the limit. And literally the last time that you were on the Purple Pants podcast, you literally manifested this show. And I want to continue that theme and to continue your growth, because right now this is your dream job, but little do you know, the sky is the limit. And, you know, this is going to propel you to so many things. And so I would love a manifestation of, like, what is something that you are open for, that you want to open up and allow into your life to continue the success?
I love this, Bryce. I love that we said it on your podcast last time and it happened. It happened in 1 week. Mm. So what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to shoot for the stars. I can't, it won't happen in a week, but I will manifest something right now and, do everything in my power to make sure it happens. And so we manifested a show, man. Like, that's amazing. What I would like to manifest is I have a love for certain brands and whatnot. And my co-host, she gets these huge partnership opportunities and with these awesome brands. And so what I want to do, because I am a builder and I like clothing, you know, and other things, I want to manifest a couple brand partnerships with like some tool companies, or some clothing brands. And I also want to manifest either another show or another season of Hot Mess House. Yes. So let's, what we need to do is, and I'm going to do a good job of this, I'm going to scream it from the mountaintops that Hot Mess House is coming out this Thursday, and I need everybody to share it and tweet about it and go on HGTV and let them know that you're watching it and let them know what you think about the show. But I want to manifest another season or another show, because the sky's the limit when it comes, yes, to this manifesting stuff.
Season 3 and a spinoff show, okay?
Let's do it. Yes.
Listen, and if the manifesting guys is listening, I'm manifesting a man, and I'm manifesting to pay
you
my...
You manifesting.
Okay, yeah. I'm manifesting a man. And I'm manifesting, you know, little $70,000 or something. You know, if you up here listening, okay? And if it happened in a week, that'd be good too. Okay? Not I manifested a man. I'm so stupid. Honestly, thank you, Wendeezy. It's been so amazing. I am so excited to watch Hot Mess House this Thursday, 8 p.m. on your couch, drinking your liquor and eating your food. Make sure you, Purple Pants Posse, show my brother some love. Make sure you DVR it. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend, because you already know it's a Hot Mess House. And this was the exclusive of Wendeezy Holland.
It is time for advice given to you by Bryce. It's time for advice with Bryce.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Advice with Bryce. We have a really good one for this week's submission, so let's go ahead and get right into it. Hi, Bryce. I need some major advice on how to handle a friend suffering from alcoholism and bipolar disorder. I want to be supportive of her, but sometimes she can be very overwhelming. She has pushed our mutual friend away and now comes to me with all of her problems. Often, she tells me I'm one of her only friends and that I'm her best friend now, but this is only because she had a falling out with her other friend. Before that, she rarely spoke to me at all. I understand what it's like to feel like you have no one supporting you or no one to talk to, so I tried to be there for her the best I can. I think she needs some professional help, but she gets very angry if I suggest that she should seek help. She often blames everyone and everything else for her alcoholism and isn't taking responsibility for her own actions. I'm often afraid to be honest with her because I don't want her to get angry with me. She doesn't seem to have any positive influences or support around her, and I'm not sure how to help since I'm not nearby. I know this is a very delicate situation, but any advice would be appreciated. Thank you. Sincerely yours, Amber.
Thanks, Nasir. And hey, Amber, thank you so much for writing into Advice with Bryce. I've got a lot of thoughts on this topic. As you may know, I've spent maybe about 8 years working in a psychiatric hospital, and often cases that we dealt with were dual diagnosis, meaning mental health and drug and alcohol. I also had personal experience dealing with family members that suffer from drug abuse and mental health. And so it really leaves you between a rock in a hard place. You want to be a good friend or a family member to somebody that is dealing with these issues. And sometimes being a good friend to this person doesn't always mean that they're going to like your response or how you handle it. For instance, if you are saying that this person could probably benefit from some professional help, but you're scared they're going to get mad at you, you've got to realize that at this point, I'm not worried about the friendship. I'm worried about your well-being. And an advice that I would give to you is, you say that you're not local, so I would maybe look up some crisis intervention places that is in your friend's area. I would look up some maybe drug and alcohol facilities. I would look up maybe where she can get an evaluation. I would look up an emergency crisis line for her in that particular area. And I would give her all of those resources. is. And just in a text message or maybe even in a phone conversation, like, hey, these are some resources that I found that I think that you could benefit from. And whether or not they want to receive it is not, you know, up to you. The only thing that you can do as a loved one or a friend is to provide them with the information. And my personal experience dealing with this with loved ones is they reject the help. They push you away. And you can lead a horse to water, but you can't force them to drink it. And you can't take that burden on yourself. It's important to set clear boundaries with that person. Like, hey, if you are not going to want to take my advice, if you are going to want to be verbally abusive to me when I am suggesting things, then I'm going to disconnect the phone call and I'm not going to talk to you while you're being abusive. And setting those clear boundaries, like, hey, listen, I will be there to help support you. I will be there to listen. But on that same token, I need for you to hear what I'm saying and take this information down. And whether or not you want to use it, it's up to you. And knowing that you've provided them with that information, with a crisis number, with a facility that they could go to, is really all that you could do. And that's supporting them. They have to come to that decision that they want help. And that was an important lesson in my life. You know, I lost a brother to a drug overdose. And during that time, when we all knew that he was going through these issues, we as a family did not know what to do. And we offered, you know, suggestions, we offered advice, and he did not want to take that, or he didn't feel as though he had an issue. And we couldn't force him. He was an adult. And so all that we could do was just provide the information for him. And the person has to be ready to accept help. I can't tell you how many times working in the hospital that I've seen people not want the help. Their family forces them to get help. They get out of the hospital and they go right back to the same pattern. And we know that in the process of recovery, there's relapse. And, you know, people are going to go back and forth, back and forth. And that's why you set clear boundaries with them. You say, hey, I will support you. I will be there for you. But there's a caveat to this. You've got to take some steps. You've got to take some accountability. You've got to be trying to do better. No one's perfect. I can't expect you to be perfect, but I need for you to be honest. I need for you to hear our concerns. I need for you to listen. And that's all that you really can do as a friend. I know it sucks being on the sideline and feeling like you are a bad friend or you wish you could do more. But honestly, it's this person has to want to get help. This person has to realize they have an issue. And if they don't, you'll just be spinning in circles. You'll stress yourself out. You'll get sick. And that's what I mean by setting clear boundaries in a loving way. I'm not telling you to be mean, but you got to set clear boundaries and let this person know that I mean this. And so they might get mad at you for a week. They might not talk to you for a little while, but when they come to their senses and realize you were supporting me, you know, and when they realize I need your help for something, they will then change their behavior as how they talk to you. And you still be the same person. You still offer that assistance. You still offer the resources that you can offer to support in any which way that you can. But they've got to want it. And so really putting the burden back on them and letting them know that you love and you care about them, but they've got to want it for themselves. And so that's my advice to you from my professional experience and from my personal experience. I hope that you really got something out of it. Hey, write me back. Let me know what you think. And thank you so much for your submission to Advice with Bryce.
And once again, if you feel like you need advice with Bryce, please do not hesitate to reach out to the Purple Pants Podcast. You can contact Bryce at purplepantspodcast@gmail.com.
The following message is brought to you by... Give me a B.
B.
Give me an A.
A.
Give me an R.
R.
Give me a B. 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 B.
Let me hear it. B. A. R. B. Bar. 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 B. A. R. B. Bar. Bar. Bar.
Hi, this is Miss Barb, and today I want to talk about the simple things. You know, sometimes we get so caught up in life that we forget that we don't always have to be busy. We don't always need to be checking our email or rushing to do the next thing. We need to remind ourselves that it's okay and absolutely necessary to slow it all down, to take a break and enjoy nature, to turn off the TV and simply be together, to enjoy a game of cards, to ask our kids, what are they wondering about? To call our parents, to watch a sunrise, to enjoy the smell of a burning candle. We must never forget to enjoy the little things, because they are never as little as we think. Love you.
Who's the freak? Who's the freak? Who's the freak of the week? Who's that? Who's that? Who's that freaky, freaky, freak? Who's the freak of the week? Might be me, might be you, might be.
And we have made our way to the freak of the week. And listen, do we got a freaking, freaking freak this week? So, you know, all I do is mind my business and be in the house. And my friend Audrey sent me this tweet. She texted me and said, baby boy, I think you need to look at this. So I was like, oh God, what is Audrey sending me today? And so I clicked on the link. It opened up my Twitter and baby, was I not ready for what I was watching? The caption of the tweet read, leaked footage of King Stephen Fishbeck on Survivor 41 premiere night. And baby, it is a young man somewhere, I don't know where, I don't know if it's New York or it's at a gay pride event. And this baby boy looked like it could be Stephen Fishbeck. He got on some Daisy Dukes with some pride suspenders and a gray t-shirt. And when I tell you this Stephen Fishbeck lookalike is dropping it down low, okay, bringing it to the flow, twerking, okay, and he got a little cake too, and somebody is sprinkling glitter as he is giving us this dance ensemble performance. The real key of it all is that it looks like Steven. Like, when you look at this man's face, it looked like Steven. And to picture the Stephen Fishbeck that we know and love to be in the middle of the street shaking what his mama gave ya is hilarious. And then, you know, I tweeted and said, who is responsible for this? And baby, the comments were rolling in. I was dying. Okay, our Zaddy Gavin Winston said, Stephen did mention to me last night over the PlayStation his new shorts allow him full range of motion, but I didn't realize he was this limber. Gavin, you need to stop, okay? April said, freak of the week, okay? Zach said, I had to do a double take because I thought it was Stephen. Okay, Drew at home said, know-it-alls, more like show-it-alls. Y'all were not stopping, okay? Aiden Chen said, ladies and gentlemen, allow me to present to you the freakiest freak of freaking Fishbeck, okay? There were just so many responses to this tweet. Carol Ann Gillis on Twitter said he certainly wasn't suffering from any gastrointestinitis distress here, okay? I am dying. So yes, we are crowning. I don't know who we should crown. Should we crown the Stephen Fishbeck lookalike, or should we be crowning Stephen Fishbeck as the freak of the week? Either way, Stephen Fishbeck, okay, Stephen shake what your mama gave you, Fishbeck, or the Stephen Fishbeck lookalike is most certainly the freak of the week. And if you have not seen this video, you can head on over to my Twitter, Bryce Isaiah, and listen, bless your life. Okay, child, I've been trying to recreate some of them dance moves. I might have to text Steven and say, how you do that split, baby boy, okay? and if Steven Shake What Your Mama Gave You Fishback or the Steven Lookalike is the freak of the week, that means we are coming to an end of another amazing podcast. I want to thank you so much for tuning in, listening, subscribing, and showing your baby boy so much love. I appreciate it. And if you have not already, please make sure you are subscribed to the Purple Pants Podcast. We are available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, wherever it is that you get your podcasts from. You can believe the Purple Pants Podcast is there. You know, my Uncle Pookie got the subscription out the back of his trunk. If you could give your baby boy some 5 stars, if you could write a review, okay, let me say that again, write a review and let me know what you thought, what you'd like to hear more of, I greatly appreciate it. And make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend that this Thursday, June 17th, 8 p.m., it's a hot mess house. Because it's a...
It's the Purple Pants. It's the Purple Pants. It's the Purple Pants Podcast. You better get your headphones and listen up quick. It's the Purple Pants Podcast. You better listen in public. Might make your stomach hurt. It's the Purple Pants Podcast. You're trying to unwind. You better get that box wine. It's the Purple Pants Podcast. You're trying to get your snack. You better hurry right back, though. It's the Purple Pants. It's the Purple Pants.